All right, we're gonna travel today to Morongo Valley. It's located off Highway 62, south of Yucca Valley, 40 miles northwest of Palm Springs. In fact, it's one of the last roads before going there. It's a census-designated place near the northern edge of Coachella Valley. Lots of people go there. And as such, it's generally very dry. They even have monsoonal moisture that leads to thunderstorms at times during the summer, but in the winter, Pacific storms bring most of the rain. It experienced some major damage from the 2005 Paradise Fire, which burned several homes and damaged some of the walkways in the Canyon Preserve. All damage, thankfully, has been repaired, and the preserve remains open for people who like to do birding and hiking. Interesting enough, because of the background of the Indians that were American Indians that were living there for quite a bit of time until, as you hear in the history, they were put in reservations, they developed a place where they would do some healing. And it is used today as a healing circle. They have seven of them and people go there to pray for healing. The demographics is the overall crime grade is C-. The estimated population is 3,739. The average age is 49. Male to females, 1-to-1. 50% are married. 37% of the households have children. 72% white. 18% Hispanic. 11% other. The median average income is $53,000 and the average house is only $165,000. During the California Indian Wars that occurred between the 20s and 50s of the 1800s, this caused a migration of Native American territories due to the gold rush. After the American Civil War in 1865, the Mojave Desert Indian Campaign retaliated against the Chemehuevi raids on miners and ranchers. This ended in 1870. And in 1876, President Ulysses Grant created 9 reservations, including the one in Morongo Valley. The first official, Captain of Potrero Eugenio, who acted on behalf of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, known to Americans by his English name, John Morongo. He was the hereditary leader of a Serrano clan called the Ma'arenga. They are now known as Morongo Valley, first known in the 1850s as the Morongo Pass. It remained the Ma'arenga village of the Serrano Shoshonean clan until 76. Then the U.S. government began relocating all of the tribes to different reservations. As settlers replaced the Native Americans, they changed the name to Morongo Valley. The Bureau of Indian Affairs referred to the tribes as the Morongo Band of Mission Indians. It was John Morongo who in turn is responsible for the name of the Great Morongo Basin in Southern California. You might also know about the Morongo Casino and Resort. So that is in Cabazon, which is nearby. So Father God, we come to you and lift up Morongo Valley and the people that live there. We pray for revival. We pray for people to rise up, intercessors who know you, who believe in you, and who pray for this region. We pray that they will pray for the American Indians, that they too will get saved. We pray for more churches. There's only 2. One is Church of the Lighten and the other is Seventh-day Adventist. The nearest ones are in other cities, Yucca Valley and Cabazon and 29 Palms. We pray, God, for Bible studies to rise up, for people who work weekends, and for the accountability and growth. We pray for believers to be bold in sharing their faith. We pray for people's lives to be transformed by the gospel, deliverance from bondages, that people would not look to New Age and to mysticism, but they would look to you as the source of their life and the joy and the need for salvation. We pray for less crime and COVID cases. As of today, there are 32 cases. We pray that the crime, that God would move divinely through the city. We pray for Morongo Valley Elementary School, that they will not be subjected to the teachings, the sex education, and the CRT training that is causing so much conflict. We pray that parents will rise up and stand up against the school board, which is in the Morongo district. We pray, Father, that the crime will lessen. Right now it occurs every 3 days. We pray that the violent crime, that's C, the property crime C minus, and other crime D plus. We pray for a burglary, drug crimes, theft, and vandalism to decrease in the name of Jesus. We pray for the points of interest, the Morongo Valley Casino and Report, the Big Morongo Canyon Preserve, the 49 Palms Canyon Trail, the Mission Creek Preserve Trail, the Wardman Park, and Cabot's Pueblo Museum. We pray for all these places that they will be used for your glory, people's enjoyment and pleasure, and not for anything negative and evil. We pray for protection, a hedge of protection around anyone who would have any evil intentions. We pray that the poverty rate, that 15%, will decrease and people will find jobs in the midst of everything. But most importantly, we lift up the people there and ask God that you would transform their lives, bring an awakening to the believers, and a revival that will spread to all the cities nearby. In Jesus' name, amen.